You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Saving money in your next project when you shop at Menards. We have everything you need for keeping your outdoor power equipment in tip-top shape. Ensure your lawnmower or boat is running smooth this year. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale. View our entire selection of FVP batteries today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of the great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Hey guys, it's me, Sam Stein, managing editor at The Bulwark. I'm joined by Tim Miller. We are here to talk about another Democrat being handcuffed by ICE. It appears to be a weekly routine at this juncture. In this case, it was Brad Lander. He's the New York City comptroller. He's actually a candidate for mayor. We have that election, the Democratic primary coming up there. I'll give a little bit of the background and then Tim, you just take it away. Basically, Lander was at an immigration courthouse in Lower Manhattan, tried to escort a migrant out of the building to prevent the migrant's arrest. So he was obstructing the act of arresting a migrant. People who are champions of ICE and defenders of Donald Trump will say, well, he deserves it. He's got to come and he obstructed a federal law enforcement activity, and this is what happens. No one's above the law. And yet, when you watch this video, it's no less shocking to me. ICE agents were wearing masks, kind of roughing him up. He's asking for a warrant. I don't know what your thoughts are. Do you want to watch the video first?
Yeah, let's watch the video. Yeah.
Okay, watch the video.
You don't have the authority to arrest U.S. citizens. I'm not obstructing. I'm standing right here in the hallway. I have to see the judicial warrant. By asking for a judicial warrant? You don't have the authority to arrest U.S. citizens asking for a judicial warrant.
All right. What are your thoughts on this?
It's horrible. So what had happened was Lander linked arms, I guess, with staff and with migrant who again showed up to court, right? So the thing that always gets me in all these situations, number one is this masking issue, which I want to get
masking
to next.
Masking is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Right?
So I want to get to that. But the other thing that gets to me before we do is there's this notion among the immigration hardliners and people in my social media mentions on the right, MAGA folks that are like, what you said earlier, well, what do you expect? What are you supposed to do? They broke the law. It's like there are a million steps that are available to you between, you know, doing nothing and letting the country, letting anyone into the country with no laws and having total open borders, John Lennon style, and like having masked thugs arrest and manhandle migrants in the country and elected officials that are advocating for them. Like, it's crazy. Like, there's no reason for this level of confrontation, right?
Unless you want the confrontation.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. Unless you want the confrontation. So like, I guess that's my point, is it's not about no one being above the law or whatever. Like, there are plenty of situations where people break the law and peace officers or cops like use their judgment on how to like handle it in that moment. And maybe you can be ticketed or be on probation or get an ankle monitor. Like a gazillion things you can do besides like forcibly grabbing somebody and manhandling them and handcuffing them and sending masked agents into an immigration courthouse. Like the fucking judge can handle this. Like in the court, like if the guy is supposed to be deported, you can get a letter that's like, hey, you're supposed to be deported in 7 days. Report to place X for your deportation. And if they don't show up to that, then you can fucking go to their house and handcuff them, right? Like there are a million options. You could do this in a humane way. They are doing this in the most escalatory way possible, the most fascistic way possible, and in a way that like is not in the American tradition or spirit. And that takes me to the masks. But if you want to just talk about that
first. Well, let's talk about the masks, because that's what gets me, and I'm having trouble sort of articulating why. But I think it comes down to the absence,
you have a right to
deliberate
see your
absence
accuser.
Of accountability. Right. Yes, exactly. Like you have a right to know who is doing this to you, or at least you should have a right to know who is doing this to you. And there has to be some level of accountability for law enforcement at every level, because we don't want a system in which there is not. And nor does law enforcement want a system in which there is not. I mean, law enforcement wants to have a system where they have integrity and trust of the people they are policing. And when you mask someone up, it erodes that trust. And I find it very unsettling to watch as an elected official. Yes, he was impeding, and deliberately so, the arrest of a migrant. But I find it very unsettling to watch a masked federal law enforcement official come and just manhandle him. We don't know who this person is.
They didn't show him. Yeah. He's shouting. It's one of the questions. He's like, who are you? Yeah. Who are you that's arresting me? Show me your identification. Show me your badge. Like if you're an ICE official, he's like, I'm an American citizen. Like this is not in your jurisdiction.
Right? And doesn't Lander have the right to know who's arresting him? I mean, maybe not by the letter of the law, but it's certainly in a ethical sense. I feel like he does.
Yeah. And this is like, and so we'll put this picture up on the screen. Like his eyes are bulging out. And like, there's this evil guy in the evil Spider-Man costume behind him. And again, like it is just imagery, but like it feels un-American. Like it feels against, you know, the traditions and the being able to understand who your accuser is, get due process, get a court, go in front of a judge. Like it feels like something that's in a dystopia or in a fascist country. And like, even if that's not the intent, like that is the aesthetic of it. And it seems to me that they are intentionally going for that aesthetic. Yeah. And like, I find this picture to be really, really harrowing. And it would chilling. Be harrowing and chilling if it was any person in this suit getting pulled away. But the fact that it's an elected official, they knew it was an elected official.
Talk about that, because that's the other element here.
Yeah, this is a report from The City, which is a local alternative news outlet in New York. But the reporter there said that they heard two agents, one agent say to another is the word they use. So I assume he's referring to ICE agents. But in the article, it says one agent say to another, do you want to arrest the comptroller? Minutes before that encounter. So again, it's like they knew, they made a choice to do it like this, like as opposed to the many other non-escalatory ways you could have handled it. Like sending one person up to the comptroller, casually talking to him, Mr. Lander, like, please, you know, like, please, you know, remove your arms from this migrant. Like, we have this warrant. Here's the judge's warrant to address this
Mr.
person.
Mr. Lander, come into a room with the migrant. Yeah. The judge is there. We will talk and explain what's going on.
Yeah, right.
Done.
Yeah, or like even in the worst case scenario, it's like, I have this warrant. Here it is. This person is supposed to be under arrest. If you continue to resist, we're going to have to just restrain you, you know, and like warn him calmly several times. There's like again, the only reason to do it is that you want the confrontation.
Yeah. Now, I the reason I wanted you to highlight that, the fact that they apparently reportedly knew who they were arresting or handcuffing, I should say, is because we're not even like a week off of Alex Padilla getting, you know, pinned down by federal agents and handcuffed in a federal building in Los Angeles. And their excuse there was, well, he didn't identify himself. We didn't know who this guy was. He was barging at us and he's getting in front of a law enforcement operation, or in this case, disrupting Kristi Noem. And, you know, in this case, they don't have that excuse apparently, because they knew who this guy was. And this is also in the context of a mayor getting into confrontation at a New Jersey detention facility, a sitting member of Congress being charged for disrupting ICE affairs at the same New Jersey facility. We now have a fairly decent pattern of this happening and with Democratic officials and the Trump administration. And I keep coming back to the fact we're like 10% in. I mean, this is just starting. These deportation proceedings are just ramping up. This could get really ugly.
Oh, I know, Ari is ugly, but yeah, it could get even uglier. So there are two political things just worth mentioning. One is to this point, I mean, obviously our viewers already know that this was ridiculous, but we should just note that these guys all came in talking about depoliticizing the justice system. It was literally, that was what they, and so if you're talking to Republican senators or whatever, it's like, these guys are all lied to. Like everybody, you know, that went into a confirmable position, you know, DOJ, DHS, all these offices, like their big talking point was, oh, the justice system was so politicized because Donald Trump was indicted, right? And so we are going to get rid of that. And like they've come in and in record time just immediately targeted their political opposition.
Yeah.
The other political sub story here is just that Landers running for mayor. You mentioned that at the top.
Of course, yeah.
And so I do think that some people on the right will be like, oh, this was a stunt.
Yeah, it's opportunistic. I think it is opportunistic. It obviously is opportunistic.
Sure.
He did it. He wanted to create a moment. He got a moment. Yes. But again,
they didn't have to fucking handcuff him and maul him and put masks on.
They gave him what he wanted. Yeah, yeah.
It could have been a nothing burger moment. Again, if they had acted appropriately, they could have gone up to him and said, here's a piece of paper. Your person here needs to come to this office. But right, like, there are just a million ways to handle this. This is not a violent criminal. This is not an issue of urgent security that like they needed to worry about. Right, like all of this is just, it's totally unnecessary, thuggish cop behavior. So yeah, I think he wanted to. And it might help him. I do think that it's, who knows? Like this race right now looks like it's coming down to Cuomo and Mamdani, who I interviewed today, if you can check out on the feed. And there's concerns with both of them and for very different reasons across New Yorkers. And Lander and Mamdani have a kind of a little pact thing where it's like, if you rank me, you rank me the other one. Maybe Lander is a little bit more acceptable.
This is Tim and I have this similar thing in the Bulwark office, by the way, where
we have a pact on the ranked choice voting within the office, where it's like, if you're going to vote Sam first on the ballot, you put me second, vice versa
for YouTube rankings.
Yeah. So anyway, there is some implication there. I think outside chance, like it really seems like Zoran and Cuomo are the most likely there, but anything can happen.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll watch. Thanks, buddy.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.